Understanding the Referral and Eligibility Process, a Parent Guide. Funding for the Supporting Language Access in Schools project in Missouri, provided by the Missouri Developmental Disabilities Council, was supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S., Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $1,361,246, with 100% funding by ACLHHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of, nor an endorsement, by ACLHHS or the U.S. government. How is a child referred for special education services? A referral can be made to the school by a parent or guardian, a teacher or other school staff member, a doctor or community professional. You can request a referral orally or in writing if you believe your child may have a disability that impacts learning. This starts the evaluation process. What happens after a referral is made? The school must respond to the referral promptly. One of two things will happen. The school asks for parent consent to evaluate your child, or the school provides a written explanation of why it is not moving forward. The school has within 60 calendar days after receiving written consent to complete the evaluation and, if appropriate, hold a meeting to develop the Individualized Education Plan, IEP. What is an evaluation? A comprehensive evaluation gathers information about how your child learns, behaves, and interacts. The goal is to understand your child's strengths and needs across different areas. It may include academic assessments, psychological or behavioral testing, observations, input from teachers and parents. Only qualified professionals, like a school psychologist, speech and language pathologist, or an educator, are allowed to conduct evaluations. What language will the evaluation be conducted in? Evaluations must be conducted in the languages the child can best communicate. Interviews with parents must also be conducted in the languages the parents can best communicate. Do parents need to give permission for the evaluation? Yes. The school must have written permission from a parent or guardian before starting the evaluation. Parents are encouraged to ask questions and understand what the evaluation includes. What happens after the evaluation? After the evaluation is completed, a meeting is called to discuss the results. The team then determines whether the child has or does not have a disability. This meeting is called an eligibility meeting. Who decides if a child is eligible? The eligibility team includes the child's parents or guardians, general and special education teachers, school psychologist or other evaluators, a school administrator. This team reviews all data and agrees on whether the child qualifies. What happens if the child is found eligible? The school must develop an IEP. The IEP outlines your child's goals, services, accommodations, and how progress will be measured. What if the child is not found eligible? The team will explain the decision and provide this in writing. Other ways to help your child besides special education services are usually suggested. What happens if a parent disagrees with the results of an evaluation? If you disagree, you can request a meeting to discuss concerns, ask for an independent educational evaluation, file a formal complaint or request mediation, or a due process hearing. How are parents involved in the process? Parents are vital partners throughout. You have the right to be informed and give input, give or withhold consent for evaluations and services, request evaluations or IEP meetings, review records and ask questions at any time. Still have questions? Talk to your school's special education coordinator or principal. You can also contact your state's Parent Training and Information Center, PTI, for free support. How can I get help in my language? Request interpreter services at your child's school or the school district's office. Request translated written information if needed. Information available to all parents in the school district should be available to you as well.